Hey, men may not see what you do for God, but God takes good note. And everything you do for Him will stand the test in that day, and He'll bless you for it. And why is He going to do that? Is He going to do it so I can walk around in heaven with a bunch of crowns stacked on my head? You walk up to me and say, "Preacher, where'd you get them? Man, I done so much for Jesus while I was down there. Just look at these rewards I've got. You ought to see my mansion. You ought to see what He gave me." No, no, no. I think He's going to give them to us so we can run over to the throne of grace. And while He's sitting on the throne and those four beasts are crying day and night, "Holy, holy, holy," I think He's going to give them to us so we can bow down at His feet and give them back to Him and say, "Thou art worthy. It's not us. It's You. It's You. It's You." That'll be the glory of heaven. To be able to glorify the glory of heaven. Yeah. It'll be a day of intense delight. Verse 15, quickly. It'll be a day of immense disappointments. Look what it says. If any man's work be burned, well, that's painful. Some people's work's going to burn. Some of our works will burn. He shall suffer loss. That is, loss of things he could have had. I've no doubt that's what it means. I think you'll see others receive rewards for things that they had opportunity to do, and they built a good house for God. And maybe you'll realize in your heart, "You know, I had that same opportunity, but I didn't take advantage of it." And you'll watch that thing burn to ash. And they'll be rewarded, but you'll get nothing for that. That'll be a sad day. A sad day. But I like the promise at the end of the verse. "But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire." Thank God you can't go to hell from there. You may see everything burn up. I have no doubt there's some people who will. I really believe there are some folk who come to the church or get one to Christ out on visitation, and they never get in church. They never grow. They never grow in Christ. They remain a babe until they die. If they ever trusted Christ as their Savior in true, genuine faith and repentance, they're saved. They'll stand there and watch every single thing burn up. But they're going to heaven because they're saved. You say, "Now, preacher, I don't see how that can be possible." I didn't say I understood it. I just said I believe it. And I really do. "But he himself shall be saved, yet so is the fire." You won't go to hell, but you may smell like you came from there. Heard them say you might smell like you was bought at a fire sale. Well, that's the truth. But you can't, thank God, lose your salvation. Now, folks, I had a whole lot more I could have said about this at the end, but I used up all that time just being brutal. But I want to tell you, if these verses have taught us anything, there's two ways to ruin a good building. Number one, use a faulty foundation. Number two, use faulty materials. If you build on the wrong foundation and you use the wrong materials, your house will not stand. If you use the wrong foundation, in fact, you'll die and go to hell. But if you get the right foundation and you build wrongly on that foundation, you'll watch that house burn. I ask you this. What materials are you building with today? Some of us ought to really look hard at our lives. How we conduct ourselves. Some of the things we allow in our lives. We ought to really look hard at the building we're building. And if it's a shabby piece of junk, why don't you come and knock it down? Why don't you, in the power of the Holy Spirit, bulldoze that foundation and start building again? You know what I think? I think somehow or another that while we may still give account for those things we do that are wrong, I think Jesus can take you, no matter how you've let your life get out of hand, and He can let you start all over and build the right way. I really do. How do I know that? Because there was a little shepherd boy in Israel who was a man after God's own heart, who, when he became a middle-aged man, stood on his balcony one night and he watched another man's wife bathe. He took that woman, had adultery with her, got her pregnant, murdered her husband, and lied to cover it up. You say, a man like that will go to hell. No, not if he belongs to God. Because I find that man a year later, you read Psalm 51, a whole year's passed. Psalm 51 is David's confession. He makes it right. Then he's able to come back in Psalm 32, that is a sequel to Psalm 51, and say, when I confess my iniquities, you forgave me. And God let him build again. Did he pay a price for his sin? Oh, yes. But did he ever serve God again? Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, you can knock her down today and build afresh. I don't know your heart, but I challenge you to mind him. Brother Donnie, we'll have a song, please.